Fifth parak of Yevamos Mishnah Gimel, continuing the concepts of the previous Mishnahs of this parak. Nosen get v'osa maimer. He first gave a get, and like we said, a get starts the process of severing the relationship, but doesn't complete it because they didn't do chalitza yet. Meila osa maimer, and afterwards he made the kedushin. Stricha get, she needs a get. So here's a chiddush. There would be room to say that in respect to the level of get and maimer, which is not a full set, does not affect the entire relationship. After the get, she needs chalitza, and after the maimer, she needs ibum. So there would be room to say that inasmuch as she gave a get, there's no more room for maimer. Says no, she gave a get, you start the chalitza process. But if you did maimer, made a kedushin after the get, you need another get for the maimer that was done after the kedushin. Therefore, she needs a get for chalitza. She needs a get for the maimer and chalitza for the Yibam. Yeah. Nosen get ubal, if he gave a get and afterwards he was miyabim, even though he shouldn't have done it because he gave a get, even so tzricha get, because the bilam in the raisa took effect, it was a Yibam, so you need a get for the Yibam, but you also need chalitza, because this is a din derabbanan that since he started the chalitza process with the gerushin, the Chazal says that he's not allowed to remain married with this woman, and he has to do this chalitza. Yeah. Nosan get v'cholatz. If he gave a get and afterwards he did chalitza, so that's a classic way of doing things. Einach chalitza klum. The relationship is finished. Cholatz. If you made chalitza, then afterwards he did maimer but doesn't get upoal, and he even had beila. The maisa after he did the chalitza, he finished the relationship. Afterwards he gave maimer, he did maimer, or gave a get, or was boil, which is the maisa also for him to do, because once he did the chalitza, he's not allowed to be married with her. Or boil, he was boil. He was miyabim one of the wives, and then osam maimav and osam get v'cholatz, and afterwards he did all these things. L'maisa ein acha chalitza klum, that after the chalitza all these other things do not take effect. And also, yeah, ein after yibum klum. So the chiddush over here is that after they did chalitza, that's we learned before, it's only iser lav. It's no iser karis. There'd be room to say after chalitza comes back to the iser eshesach. No, once she became muta, karis is off. After chalitza, there's iser v'lo yivne. So the question is, if it's only iser lav and he makes a kedushin afterwards, the kedushin should take effect, because even though it's also to marry a chayv lav, the kedushin takes effect. The Gemara says, and this mission is like Rabbi Kiva, which we learned in the previous Mishnayis. Rabbi Kiva says that even if chayv lav him, no, the kedushin do not take effect. So that's why we're saying after chalitza, even if it makes kedushin, be afterwards, it's nothing. It's an iser and doesn't affect anything. Achas yevoma, achas yevoma, achas yevom echa. These rules apply whether there was only one yevom and one yevom, and they did all, any of the above. Get, maima, chalitza, yevom. Achas te yevom is the yevom echad. And the same halachas will apply when there were two women pending yevom and one yevom. The next mission will explain to us exactly what the cases of this are.